Fat Girl Chronicles. I love food.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to Fat Girl Chronicles, the podcast that talks about our love and struggles with food and how amazing food truly is. I am your host, Vicky, the professor of food. And I have with me my lovely co-host. Go ahead and introduce yourself.
This is Kenny, your brother in the struggle.
The brother in the struggle. I know that's right. So this week, we're going to talk about cheese. More than likely, we'll have multiple episodes of cheese.
We have to.
But for this week, we're doing the epic debate. White American versus yellow American cheese. Okay. Ken, opening comments.
Well, first of all, I'm a fan of both. I am a fat boy. However, I was raised on yellow American, and we're from New Jersey. So in the North, it's all about yellow American. I didn't find out about white American until I started going towards the southern part of the state.
Mind you, I grew up in the southern part of New Jersey, and all I ever knew was white American. I didn't know about yellow American. If it's yellow cheese, to me, it must be cheddar. There was no such thing as yellow American.
But what about when you go to, like, McDonald's and things of that? Don't you get, do they offer yellow or white down there?
I think it's yellow, but that's just a fast food place. So you don't judge them because it's fast food.
But, well, I guess my point is all the fast food places basically offer yellow American for the most part.
Which is weird.
So you had the option of both. I had the option of just yellow.
Well, because I always, going into that, growing up, we always went to the deli counter. We did not buy the packaged Kraft or whoever slices. You would go to the deli counter, order a pound of American, white American slice, medium thin, because you don't want it too thick, but you don't want it so thin that it rips. People who bought that yellow Kraft slices stuff, that was not my hand.
We alternated in my household. Sometimes we would buy the singles pack, but most of the time, yeah, we would go to even to the corner store and just get it, the slice, the fresh cut cheese.
Okay, well, you just said something. The corner store. There is no corner store in South Jersey. You only have the grocery store. Explain to the people what a corner store is, because they don't know.
In urban neighborhoods, we have corner stores. They can be considered delis. They could be considered liquor stores. It's a place you go to pay pick up cigarettes. They have little snacks and things like that.
But also known as a bodega.
A bodega, right, right, right. And we have a lot of them in urban neighborhoods, especially up north.
Yes. And you don't have them as much in the multiple areas of South Jersey, unless you're in a more urban area town, which is only like...
But your stores are just as hood. They just like to call them deli / liquor stores. It's the same thing.
Listen, okay? Listen. Whatever. All right. Okay, so you guys would go back and forth between package and deli?
Yeah, I guess.
But deli, you know. I don't know, deli tastes better. It tastes fresher. It's not as... First of all, yellow American is more processed than white American, to begin with.
All right, now you hit me with facts and numbers and figures. What's going on here?
Yellow American, to get it that extra color, that extra bright yellow, they add to it. So it's not naturally like that.
You're so biased.
No, I'm telling you the truth. So white American is less processed than yellow American. I'm just telling you how it is. Okay, so I know on my personal Facebook page, not that long ago, I put up the debate of white American versus yellow American. And a lot of people tended to say that it only works on certain sandwiches. That dictates
which cheese.
So many people said either on a hot sandwich you should do yellow. And on a cold sandwich you do white.
No, I don't agree with that.
You don't agree with that?
It depends on the sandwich. I don't think it necessarily depends on the temperature. Like, if I'm eating something that's like chicken parm or something like that, most likely that goes on mozzarella. However, I would take white American on that versus yellow American.
But would you do white American because you think of the white cheese because of mozzarella?
That's probably why. Yeah.
But then, you know, burgers, you want a yellow cheese. But with burgers, you would want cheddar anyway. But
yeah,
if you do an American, you would want yellow American.
Right.
So that's why people were saying more for hot sandwiches, you know, the hot pastrami, the, I guess, what's a, see, a meatball, I would want white, but that's only because I'm thinking of mozzarella.
Right.
So I don't know if it's necessarily with Italian sandwiches, you're going to want white. Because if you do, you know, an Italian hoagie, yes, we will have another debate on hoagie versus sandwich versus sub versus grinder versus hero. I think that's all the multiple names for it. That'll be a different episode for you guys. But with the Italian sandwiches, I would put white American. But then also, people would put provolone anyway.
Don't get me started. That's going to be another episode because I'm a 100% huge fan of provolone cheese.
Well, yeah, I got a couple stories of provolone cheese.
It was my nickname in college at the local deli. Provolone. Story for another day.
Yeah. It was just like, we're going to discuss that one. And then for breakfast sandwiches, you would want, see, if I'm at a fast food place, I'm okay with yellow. But if I'm going, like, to a deli or a bagel shop or something like that, when I get my sausage, egg, and cheese, I want white.
It doesn't matter to me.
It doesn't matter.
I guess I would probably more so choose yellow because that's what's offered in this area. So
I mean, I would accept the yellow, but for a breakfast sandwich, I would always want American.
Is there, I mean, basically they're both American, just the colors are different. Is that, is there much of a difference that you notice in taste? Because you're more
in terms of if you get a Land O'Lakes white American and a Land O'Lakes yellow American, I think the yellow is like a creamier. But other than that, there's not much difference. But then once you start going from Boar's Head, yellow American is going to be better than, you know, ShopRite white American. Because it's just a better quality cheese to begin with. Because that's how much of a dork I am.
See,
is
I
that
feel
the
like
different
the,
qualities of cheeses matter to me.
I feel like the yellow may have a little bit more flavor to it, though. I feel like the white American maybe a
color.
Little bit
you,
more bland.
You just tasted the red dye number 6. That's all you tasted.
Maybe I am, but
or yellow 13 or whatever it is.
Hey, I'm all for it.
But yeah, for like my breakfast sandwiches, if I'm getting it like made, not a fast food place, I will want white American. But I'm ridiculous with my breakfast sandwiches because I want sausage, egg, and cheese, extra sausage, extra cheese, ketchup, mayo, hot sauce.
Ketchup, mayo, hot sauce, come again?
Ketchup, mayo, hot sauce.
Now, if I got a fish sandwich, I'll get ketchup, tartar sauce, and hot sauce, but on a breakfast
Yes, I guess we'll have to do another episode on breakfast sandwiches.
We're
going to
have to do another episode. What are
yes,
we doing here?
Yes, ketchup, but mayo, I have a whole sauce. Story about a sandwich that was called, the heart attack. And that's
wow. Now I'm not mad at you though. Like when I get a breakfast sandwich, the more cheese, the merrier.
Yes, because I'll be mad because sometimes they'll put one slice of American. I'm like, what?
I like
what am
the
I doing
slice
with this
on both sides of my bread? Like
no,
you know?
And I want a slice in the middle.
I'll do that.
Both that's sides
cool.
And the middle.
Yeah.
And then maybe another one somewhere else in there.
I'm not mad at that.
The but more
I,
cheese, the
like
better.
I could eat anything with cheese. But I think now that I'm older and I've had more exposure to different cheeses that I probably use white cheese a little bit more now. Like, for example, like, that's a mozzarella cheese. Like, when you go to Chipotle, like...
Why do you say it like that?
Well, it's a different cheese. I'm sorry.
I know. It's Chipotle. You added an extra T in there.
That's how we say it up this way.
No, that's how you say it. That is all you.
But I say that to say, like, I love to have, like, a white cheese, like, smothered all over my food, depending on what the food is. Not everything, but.
Yeah. Well, no. Cheese is amazing.
I just melted cheese on anything. Just,
yeah, I don't understand why anybody would not want cheese, but I feel bad for people who can't have it.
Oh, I'm not supposed to have it.
Oh. Well, you know, for our vegetarian and vegan brethren.
I'm not supposed to have cheese, but that doesn't stop me.
Yeah, but that's because you're lactose intolerant.
It sure is.
It's not because of personal decisions.
No.
See, exactly. But I can tear up some cheese. Listen, and there's many a times that I'll take some white American, and I'll get the Hawaiian sweet rolls.
Oh, okay.
But like the little itty bitty ones.
Yeah.
And I'll cut it in half, put a little bit of mayo. I'll take one slice of cheese. I'll fold it all up to it's like a little square to fit on it. And then I'll put it right on there and I'll eat it just like that. And it is amazing. But then it's so small that I get sad. So then I get to eat another one.
See, I thought I was the only one. I love me a cheese and mayonnaise sandwich.
Cheese and mayonnaise sandwich is the most epic sandwich ever. Really, you don't necessarily need tomato. I appreciate tomato.
Tomato is good with it too. You was in my head just now. You was in my head.
Because we're from Jersey, so we have really good tomatoes that are just amazing, juicy, and flavorful.
Right.
So then you get that nice tomato, you slice it, you put it like...
It's just something about mayonnaise and tomato, and then you add cheese to enhance that.
Yes,
it's ridiculous.
It's like
the flavor's ridiculous.
It's a happy sandwich.
It is.
It's a happy sandwich.
You don't even need meat.
No, you don't. You really, you truly don't.
And you better be using Hellman's mayonnaise. That's going to be another episode.
Oh, yeah. Hellman's versus Kraft. I don't think
versus that's... Miracle Whip.
I don't think we... Why? The extra.
I think of a Family Guy episode.
Oh, okay.
Miracle Whip.
Yeah, no, I don't think... Yeah, I don't know if there's anybody who actually likes Miracle Whip. If you like Miracle Whip, definitely hit us up on Twitter, FatGirlNJ, and let us know if you're actually a fan of Miracle Whip, because I don't think anybody is. I think that's a lie. I think Miracle Whip just buys the stuff and moves them to different stores, so it looks like they're out, but really, nobody's buying that. Unless you're putting it like on macaroni salad.
I want to do an episode on like potato salad with Miracle Whip versus Hellman.
What? Who? Even doing that?
Somebody does it. We're going to find a recipe with Miracle Whip and potato
salad. Oh, we're
going
to make it?
I didn't say that.
I only make mine with Hellman's, and I do my mom's special ingredient to make the potato salad also.
There's somebody out there that specializes in casseroles that's also using Miracle Whip in their potato salad.
Ooh.
I guarantee it.
I'm mad that you said it specializes in casserole. Y'all understand that shade, right? we're going to leave it right there and leave that alone. Any other comments on white American versus yellow American?
If you're from North Jersey, you're always going to be team yellow American. If you're from South Jersey, you're always going to be team white American. And if you're from Central Jersey, I don't know what you're going to
There's no such thing as Central Jersey because that doesn't exist.
Are you talking about work or are you talking about literally?
I'm talking about literally. There's no such thing. It's north and south. Anything below extra 5 is south. Everything else, y'all can claim it.
Well, I'm actually from upper central New Jersey, so there is a difference. I just claim the north because it's closer.
That's a lie. You're from north. The end. Okay, so continuing with the episode of cheeses. On our Facebook page, definitely join that, you guys. I put up a question, what is the best way to make a grilled cheese? Because, hey, if we're going to talk about white American versus yellow American, might as well talk about cheese. But apparently people have all types of ways that they prefer to make it, the types of cheeses and things of that sort. So let me read a couple of the ones that we have on here. James says, butter in a pan, a good flavorful cheese, and press flat. You gotta smoosh it down. And I was like, okay, well, what kind of cheese is it? You say flavorful cheese, I'm gonna need more information, right? And he goes on to say Cooper Sharp, Monterey Jack, or a nice strong cheddar is appropriate. Michelle says, butter, no oil. Absolutely no oil. Wheat bread. I don't know about the wheat bread. Tomatoes and bacon. I support those too. I support that. Or better yet, go somewhere that makes great grilled cheese. I truly support that because sometimes you don't feel like dirtying up a pan. And you're like, you know what? Bet. I'm going to go. Let's see. Monica says potato bread. Yes. If I'm picking my bread to begin, I would pick potato bread. Or a sweet Hawaiian.
Well, I like raisin bread.
Raisin bread.
A raisin bread grilled cheese?
I support that. I also eat raisin bread, cheese, and liverwurst.
Really?
Yes.
Please don't discuss me ever like that again in my life.
I also like olive loaf.
I've never had that.
It's amazing.
Why don't you use some nasty olive mayonnaise to go with your nasty olive loaf?
What? know.
Hellman's has olive mayonnaise. I will never buy
it. Oh, olive oil mayonnaise?
Yes.
Oh, no, you just get the regular mayo and just that's what it is. Whatever, go to the gym. So it's potato bread, Monica, I'm sorry. Plenty of butter and Cooper Sharp. Growing up, that's, I just said Monica because that's my mom. So growing up.
Cooper Sharp, is that a kind of cheese?
Yeah, it's a cheese. I don't know. We always go to the Amish market in South Jersey, and one of the cheeses that's there is Cooper Sharp. So every time I'm at my parents' house, it's a yellow cheese.
And they make it, right? The Amish people?
I'm sure. I don't know. It's there. So as soon as I walk into the house, I go in the fridge. I go into the little deli drawer. I grab out the Cooper Sharp. I eat a slice straight out the pack. And then I go.
You gotta test the waters first.
Yeah, because you gotta make sure. So I eat it straight. And then I grab the Hellman's mayo out the fridge. I grab some potato bread and I'll make a cheese sandwich. And sometimes if I'm feeling like I'm doing too much, I'll just get one slice of bread. And then you put the cheese and you fold the bread in half. I'll do the ghetto sandwich like that. But it's usually amazing. So I'm just not going to lie. Let's see. Okay. Phil says, a frying pan that still has some grease from last night's omelet. That's I guess he's using a quote-unquote seasoned pan if you're going with a greasy spoon type of approach.
Phil, I'm going to need you to sit down. That's nasty.
What?
I can't use old grease for a new meal.
What? Yes! Honey, yes! That's the best flavoring.
I can't.
Warren apparently agrees with Monica for the potato bread, plenty of butter, and Cooper Sharp. But he says add bacon. I see a lot of bacon people in here.
I don't think that's a grilled cheese. That's almost a grilled BLT.
There's no tomato. I guess if you add tomato.
Almost.
Whatever. Danya says, best is potato bread. So I think we have a winner with the potato bread, right? Munster or Colby Jack cheese topped with syrup. Wait, what?
All right, I'm going to need you to sit down.
Danya, what you mean with the syrup? Girl, you have to explain that. Tweet or hit us up back on Facebook.
Well, you know what? Let me not judge, because you know what I do sometimes?
That's a sweetness, but it's like your raisin bread.
Well, it's that, and also I go to McDonald's and I get a McGriddle with just cheese. It blows their mind. They're like, what do you mean? I want a plain McGriddle with just cheese.
No sausages. Do not put sausage.
No meat.
Don't
no
put
egg. And it's similar to that, so I can't judge.
Yeah. Huh. Well, I need to try that McGriddle with just cheese. Megan says bread, butter, stuffed with cheese, all oven top.
I think she was eating when she wrote that.
Yeah, I was like, oh, okay. And then she ended it with like, So she was having a moment. Samuel, who's my brother, says white bread, butter, yellow American cheese. Throw some shredded cheddar cheese in the pan first, then lay the sandwich on top. Repeat for the other side. That way you have melted cheese inside and crispy cheese on the outside. This is my brother, y'all.
Understand. There's nothing like some crispy cheese.
Oh, that crispy burnt cheese. Yes.
You break it open and then it's gooey on the inside of it.
So, we get rid of, let's combine it all together. We have potato bread, butter, yellow American cheese. I'm going to put bacon in mine. And then the cheddar cheese on the outside to make it amazing. So those are some of our comments from the Facebook page. The guys definitely go there and like it. We have debates going on all the time. And if we like your comments, we will definitely
Wait.
Them.
What about a lobster grilled cheese sandwich?
Now you're getting fancy.
I have a taste for it.
That...
Please hit us up on Facebook if you know anybody that makes that. I want
it. Oh, the best place to get a lobster grilled cheese?
Yeah. Or crab meat. I'm not choosy.
No. If you're going to do it, you do a lobster. So to finish out our cheese debate, if you will, I was going to just leave the Facebook comments as a fat girl moment of the week. But this week, I had an encounter with cheese, if you will. So it was Thursday night. I had went to the gym. because, you know, I'm trying to combat my love of food. Sometimes I win, sometimes I lose. So I was like, okay, I need to get gas because I drive very far every day for work. So let me go get gas instead of trying to squish it in the morning. So I went to the lovely, beautiful, beautiful convenience store known as Wawa. Guys, look it up if you're not familiar with what Wawa is. It's an amazing, heavenly place. And so they have a little counter. You can order your sandwiches. But I was like, you know what? I don't want a hoagie. I don't want something that heavy. I want something simple, but not bread. You know, I just wanted like something else. So I was like, oh, let me look at their bowls, right? Because they have little dinner bowls, lunch bowls. I click on it and I'm like, okay, chicken strips. I'm like, because I didn't like anything else they had there. So I was like, you know, let me just get the chicken strips. And then they had mac and cheese, mashed potatoes, or stuffing. I hate stuffing, which we'll discuss in the Thanksgiving episode. I hate stuffing.
I agree. I have a story to follow.
So I was like, okay, you know what? Let me check out the mac and cheese because the mashed potatoes are more likely out of the box, and that's a very funny flavor. I always grew up with real mashed potatoes. I had to peel them darn things, so whatever. But let me go with the mac and cheese because that's the best out of the three options. Even if the mac and cheese is nasty, that's okay. I have cheese at home. I could doctor it up, add some salt, some pepper. You can work with it if the mac and cheese isn't that good. So I get home, shower off the gym, sit down, ready to eat my chicken strips and mac and cheese. And it also comes with barbecue sauce. It's a cute little package of Sweet Baby Ray's. So you know Wawa is talking right. And I get my first little forkful of the mac and cheese. This mac and cheese is amazing. I was stunned. I was in disbelief. It's amazing store-bought mac and cheese.
From where?
Wawa. I know. Trust me. I know.
You get two side eyes today.
I know, but try it and you'll be like, what is this? It is so good. It's up there with the Whole Foods mac and cheese. Because if you can't, well, not saying you can't. If you
Whole Foods macaroni and cheese, that's on a different level.
If you don't have the time to be getting the 25 different types of cheeses and all the steps, we're going to talk about that and how to make mac and cheese correctly. If you don't have the time, the effort, or the money, because it's very expensive to make, the mac and cheese from Wawa is damn good. And so then I was like going in and I was like, all right, I'm eating it. I'm just dancing in my chair. I'm just happy. I'm cutting off a little piece of the chicken strip that they laid right on top of the mac and cheese. So it has a nice little layer of cheese on it now. And I'm dipping it in. And I'm putting it all on the same fork. And I'm just as happy as can be. I'm like, oh, this is amazing. Why have I not had this before? And I was like, okay, get out of control, Vicky. You're doing too much. You can take some of this for lunch tomorrow. That was my plan. And next thing I know, I open my eyes again, and the bowl is empty. I was like, where did all the... And it's a nice-sized bowl, you guys. I was like, where did all the mac and cheese and the chicken strips go? I never even touched the barbecue sauce because the chicken strips were flavorful too. So it was like an amazing bowl of chicken and mac and cheese.
Was this a kid's bowl?
No, it was like, it was a good size bowl. And I was like, okay, so now we have a problem because Wawa is not far from me. And now I know that this is a place where I can have amazing chicken strips and mac and cheese. So I would need to be going to the gym more often now because I'm now aware of this amazing thing that is right within my grasp, and now I'm scared for my life, guys. Y'all, I'm going to need y'all to pray for me that I do not go too far over the edge. Question,
if it's a late night and you have the
choice. Because it's 24 hours, Wawa.
You have the choice of Taco Bell, one of your all-time favorites. And Wawa macaroni and cheese and chicken strips. Which would you choose?
See, that's so hard. Because one...
Why not both?
Then that's going too far.
Why not pair them together?
But for all that, I might as well stop somewhere to get fries so I can dip it into the nacho cheese. If we're going off the edge, let's run and jump. Like, and, you know, if you're jumping off the wagon, we might as well do a little dance as we dance away from it. But guys, oh, That, so that was my fat girl moment of the week, y'all. I was just in heaven, and I ate that stuff so fast, and I'm so sad because now I'm aware, and I'm just keep buying it. So I need an intervention. Maybe not yet, but probably a week or two from now, I'll need an intervention. Okay? So let's finish out. So that's it for our episode of Cheese. Well, White American versus Yellow American. So this will probably be labeled Cheese Part 1 because Lord knows we will talk about cheese a lot more. We got to talk about the provolone. We got to talk about our favorite. We got to talk about Goudas and Brie's and all kinds of fun stuff. And that's about it. So, as always, guys, definitely check us out on social media. Go to our Facebook page at Fat Girl Chronicles. You know, you see the fat girl with the cheeseburger in her hand. And I think it does have Yellow American on the burger.
Exactly.
I don't know.
Exactly. Ha ha, I win.
But mind you, my graphic artist, Julian, is amazing. So, you see her. She's loosely based on me anyway. Twitter is at Fat Girl NJ. Instagram is Fat Girl Chronicles NJ. And definitely shoot us an email with any stories that you guys have at fatgirlchroniclescontact@gmail.com. And that's it for us today. You want to say bye to the people?
No, I'm going to enjoy my nice yellow American cheese sandwich.
See?
In my head.
You see the shade right there? No, it's all about white American. All right, y'all. Take care. Fat girl, fat girl chronicles, fat girl, fat girl chronicles, fat girl, fat girl chronicles, I love food.